All right, we're gonna start the meeting again. Take your seats, please. All right, let's start the meeting again, please. So Ramses here, vice chair. I'm temporarily chairing this meeting and reconvening us while Carol is taking a short break. And I wanted to move us into the treasurer's report, but just before that, I wanted to ask actually the new members on the board if you could just introduce yourselves and just let us know a little bit about yourselves, because I actually myself, and I think others don't know who some of the board members are who just came on today. So if you could just briefly say who you are and kind of where a little bit about yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Kate Goen. I ran in the last election and know your faces are familiar with to me, some of you, from the debates and the long, arduous campaign process that we all went through. I'm from the North Bay, semi-temporarily. I've lived there for 15 years, but I'm moving to Oregon in mid-February, but I will be coming down to attend meetings for the rest of the year. I'm not a very political animal, but I am a long-term listener to KPFA for decades, since my college years at UC Berkeley, and see myself as representing the listeners who are not necessarily activists.
Okay, thank you, Kate. I don't know if, I think David, Paula, and Tina said something at another meeting, or maybe not. Do you wanna? Yeah, okay, cool. All right, Barb.
Well, this, I'm gonna give a report that's in three parts. Here's the first part, it's really short. You have to write this down if you wanna remember, otherwise it's gonna be in the minutes. It's the bank balance and the accounts payable that are due. We have no payables due, all our bills are up to date. We do have a payroll that's going to be going out soon, and that has a $65,000 expenditure on it, and the money is set aside for that. I think the wire transfer happens on Monday. And yes, and beyond that, we have $110,000 in the bank. So that's the account. As of yesterday. Okay. Now to the second sheet that I, the second part of my report is this single sheet I handed out. And you've seen this kind of sheet before. This is an ongoing way that our data manager lets us know what's happening with the last fund drive. And this is actually, although this was printed on the 7th of, which was what, Tuesday, there is some income that has not been entered into the data system yet. So this is not complete, and but you've seen these before as we get them, you know, in like if we got one in another month, the amount of fulfillment would have changed a great deal. I'll show you, for instance, if you look on the left-hand column down a ways where it says how much money has come in by credit cards, and how much or is pledged by credit cards, and how much is pledged by non-cards, and then follow over to the right about the fourth column, it shows a percent of credit cards we've received 72 6.2%, and the non-card pledges have been, at this point, fulfilled by 25%. Now, there was another one that was even better. Go down to the very bottom, which talks about gift size, and see the rate column, how it differs of how much has been received of what was pledged. So it's this rate of receipt, or that we call the fulfillment rate, that changes through time as the reporting is done. If you turn the page, oh, and one other thing I want to say is the CPB pays a great deal of attention to how much we raise from listeners, listener support. That's one of our accounting codes that we talk about. And it happens during fund drives. Then there are other types of support. This report is all about the fund drive. And we include during fund drive all the money that comes in through the web as listener support. We don't separate that out and put it in a separate account, accounting account called website income. The only website income that we put there is website income that has come in outside of the fund drive, on-air fund drive period. So if you turn this sheet over here, our data manager counts almost a week's worth of money after the fund drive ends, that if it comes in on the web, he's still attributing that to the fund drive, even though we're not pitching on the air anymore. Then this list shows the kind of income we got after the fund drive was over and after this week of counting web money as fund drive money. So now this is web money that has come in that won't be classified as listener support. It'll be under this different accounting code, the number of which I don't have right here. But this is kind of exciting to see, after we didn't quite make our goal, what kind of funds came in daily. And look at the last day of the year, a humdinger. Everybody said, oh dear, we really need to do this. And then just the few days at the at the beginning of January, he gave us that total too. So this is just to let you know the progress that's happening with the on-air fundraising for this period. All right, that's number two. Number three. Oh, sure.
Janet.
Just remember, this is interim. This is not a complete report.
Just curious, and you might have distributed this last year, and I don't have it. Is there a comparison to this web, these web contributions from 2012 for this period?
Not in that format. This was just done on the spur of the moment for us to know how much money had come in after this
right,
one.
But
there are comparisons. I don't have comparisons with me now, but this is what our data manager does.
He right, but collects I'm just all this wondering data. If it would be possible to get it for last year too. Just
pretty soon there's going to be a very exhaustive report about income and fundraising, because there has been a request made by the executive director that our data manager and our business manager make about a three-year comparison.
But specifically the web is what I'm asking.
We will be able to ferret it out.
Joy. Thank you, Barbara, because I know this is hard work, and I appreciate your service to this board. First of all, just a quick question. These totals that are on the back side from the web, are they included in this other side?
No, those are after the other side.
Okay, so this is an additional 47,000.
This is what, you know, the pitching that people did after the fund drive was over is, if you haven't donated,
I got you.
If you want to get it in before the end of the year, this is the response that we got.
And so the total pledge...
On the web.
Mm-hmm. And the total pledge amount here would change, is all I'm asking. Then the other question is, can you just explain to me the differences between acquisitions, renewals, rejoins, and additional gifts?
Yes. Acquisitions is a strange word, I agree, but it is first-time donors. Renewals is people who renewed their membership. Rejoins is somebody who there was a lapse in between. It was not renewed 1 year right after the other. Additional gifts are people who donate over and over, over. Yes, Andrea.
I have a question. I know I'm not supposed to call on myself, but...
I'll call on you.
Okay, thank you. How come why doesn't web stuff qualify as listener support if it has a bearing on our grant? Is it just because of the coding that we do, or because it seems to me it's listener support?
There is a train of thought that would say all our money is listener support. And there have been various divisions of how you divide up what's strictly listener support and what's other income. And in fact, although you're saying the CPB gives us more credit for it, it's a problem if you don't have some other income other than just listener support. I'm trying to think of it's a can of worms. That's a can of worms.
Thank you for the report, Barbara. I'm interested. My one point of curiosity that I have had over the years has been around the rate of fulfillment, and wondering if, you know, I'm looking at these rates and I'm trying to figure out if making phone calls would be an effective way. Like, if we could get volunteers into the phone room after a fund drive and have them go through a list, and instead of doing mail requests and reminders, if we called them, and if we verified the information, whether or not we got the right address, or credit card number isn't correct, if we could not only increase the sustained rate, which might even pay for a supervisor in that phone room, just off of the rate of return, but the possibility exists is to kind of answer questions and kind of build a personal relationship with our listeners. I used to work for CISPIS and we did phone banking, and it was, you know, people made money. They made an hourly rate to come in and do it. And it was very successful at the time. And I think that phone calls have a better impact rate. So I'm just curious. And then I think, well, gosh, why not? Some people on the outreach committee have said, well, we've got this, let's do target demographics and let's call the nurses union and see if they'd cooperate and give us some access to their lists, calling them and doing that. So anyway, I'm asking you to explain the rates, because it doesn't, those percentages don't totally make visual sense to
well,
me right here.
Well, first of all, you have to remember that the fund drive had just ended. So
well,
the
I'm
fulfillment
curious, like, if it's a
rate,
credit card, doesn't that happen pretty immediately?
Not if they aren't entered yet. Not if they aren't entered into our data system yet. So I'm telling you that some of the data is not here. This is really an interim report. Some of the data of the income that has come in from that fund drive isn't in here yet. And in fact, as time goes on and people pay bills, then the fulfillment rate goes up. Now, you've brought this business up before about maybe we're wasting money on mailings, and that suggestion in my book goes toward, well, maybe we should be telling the staff how to do their job. And excuse me, I'm answering you.
No, I'm just clarifying. I wasn't asking staff to have anything to do with it.
I know, I'm saying that's what it sounds like to me.
Just to be clear, I'm not.
And I can tell you that this process that they've worked out is very effective. I don't think there's a lot of money wasted on mailings.
A year or so ago, but I've got numerous little contributions coming out of my bank account, and I don't know if, like, some of them after a year they lapse. Is that what happens?
It depends on what agreement you made in the beginning.
Well,
when people call up and say, I want to pledge this and put it in 10 payments, then it's done. If you have it set up to come out automatically in perpetuity until you tell them to stop, that's different.
But I don't think...
This is really not the best place to discuss this.
Oh, okay.
But if you have questions about this, then you need to talk to Chris Stelick.
Okay.
Let me remind people that this was part two of the Treasurer's Report, and the more interesting part is yet to come. Anyway.
All right. Now... this little packet that I gave you in the beginning had a half-page motion attached to the beginning, but we abandoned the motion. We abandoned the emotion. And so you can throw that sheet away or use it for notes. And then, well, there was one for every packet that was put on a LSB member's desk seat. No. In the back, there were copies for the audience of a three-page thing like this with boxes and people's initials and comments. Since one of the things we're measuring about fundraising ideas has to do with the mission, I put a half sheet of the Pacifica mission to remind us of the mission. Then there's a form like this that is a useful form for evaluating ideas. And then there is a text version of the notes from the audio recording of the brainstorming session that we had, if you'll remember, when there were two easels set up. Joy was recording people's comments on one, and Brian was recording people's comments on the other. And that's why there are two columns here in this one with boxes. And I suggest that we look at, well, actually what I would like is for you all to take this as kind of a homework assignment. And you can study the longer notes or this one with the squares. But at least we should deal with the one with the people's comments in blocks. And I just want to take one example to show you the idea of how to use this rating sheet. And we're not going to go through here and take all of the ideas and put them on. We'll talk about later how to use this, but just for a sample, so you'll know what the idea is. If you look next to the last entry on the first page with the squares.
Excuse me, before you go.
Why do you have
to
interrupt?
I have a point of information. I'm not clear about, is this part of the treasurer's report, or are we in the development?
This is part of the treasurer's report, where she is, because we're trying to do budgeting this year, she has raised the thought of using the treasurer's report to look at money and development and getting money as a process that we'll do and getting ready for next month. Okay. Where we're doing some more stuff.
I was just confused because
there will
be the development
point, I think, is Andrea's point about Sam. Okay,
just a minute.
Well, it is.
The thing that is in the minutes that says February financial priorities brainstorming. If I'm not mistaken, you were asking, why are we doing this today? Isn't this for February? Okay, this the word brainstorming here in this minutes, talking about next February, is associated with financial priorities. This is not financial priorities. This was our brainstorming about fundraising ideas, off-air fundraising. Okay? So I wanted to start at this point to have open discussion, timed speakers if necessary, and include any audience members who are here who felt like they wanted to say something or ask about this. And I would like to go ahead and show you a little sample of how to use the rating sheets.
Wait, just let her go through this, okay? She's trying to help us look at what we've already discussed to do some fundraising.
And to use it.
And then you can critique it. How's that?
But here's my question. Is this what you think we meant by establishing budgeting priorities?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to be clear.
The budgeting priorities.
Because that's what.
The budgeting priorities is something that we have to do this whole year. It's
no.
It's a complex discussion. And
no. No. With respect, Madam Chair, my understanding. I hear you. My understanding is that raising money is a whole different part of our brain than spending money. And my thought was that we were going to try to look at the budget and decide how we wanted to spend the money.
That's what we're starting next month.
This seems like a different topic.
This is
fact development.
Related. Yeah, it's related.
But it's not
and
treasurer's
report. And the LSB
report.
Has responsibility for fundraising.
I mean, I know. I appreciate
and
that.
And so it's just I actually was very encouraged when we did this brainstorming that people suggested and they wanted to do, but we haven't used it. We haven't referred to it.
There's nobody to carry it out.
Well, what do you think I'm trying to do?
I appreciate
okay.
that.
All right. So, back to the rating sheet. Just as a little exercise, look at the next to the bottom notation. Actually, this is one person who's suggestion got on both Joy's easel and on Brian's easel. It was Mark Hernandez said, create a credit union. Now, that might be something that is thought highly of people that are involved in KPFA. It's a community banking. But in fact, I would have to say that it has no relationship to the mission statement. The mission statement for the Pacifica is to put on radio programs. So if you used, you know, if you were rating that particular idea, you might have positive things to say about it in some of the columns, but when you got to whether or not it matched the mission, it doesn't match the mission. And then I would like to pick one other example.
I think we should
interrupt every other sentence.
She asked me a question. I feel like we're not following a right process.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, Barbara, I'm interested in your comments and so forth, but I think that we're not.
The treasurer has the responsibility of looking at our money.
We all have that responsibility.
Yes. What we had done in the past,
brainstorming and remind us of it and have us have some homework that she came up with to enable us to think as a group collectively better about how we're going to follow through with some things that we agreed to in the past. Joy.
First of all, I do appreciate this, Barbara. And what I think Andrea is maybe trying to say, or what I would like to say, is that this is not the appropriate place on the agenda. We have been told that it's going to be a treasurer's report. We got the treasurer's report, and I love that this idea could be moved to the development that's been on the agenda for 5 months, because that's what she's talking about, development. And I take exception to her getting the opportunity to categorize what she thinks these development ideas are, whether they fit the mission or not, without all of us being able to bridge in. So I don't think this is the appropriate place for it, Madam Chair. Either it's a treasurer's report or it's not. And I love that she's doing it, and I want to get it done, but not at this point in the agenda. We move to development that we all get to do in the discussion, not just this wonderful treasurer that we have. And I think you should consider that.
We move to develop, to the KFCF report. Burton, pass the microphone.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. And the KFCF report will be brief. Our first meeting for the new constituted board coming together will be next week. And one of the primary items we're going to be dealing with is fundraising at our end, because when KPFA sneezes, we catch a cold. So we're going to try very hard to see what we can do about plugging our own gap, because, you know, sometimes through circumstances that may be out of our control or your control, funds don't come in a timely fashion. And so we kind of, you know, we're on pins and needles. But as of now, we'll be planning from next month. Matter of fact, next week, we'll be starting some special meetings to talk about how do we come up with some of our own ideas to keep our heads above water. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much.
Be sure.
Development. I think this is Andrea's point.
This is ongoing. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andrea.
Development stuff.
We are not having a shortage of ideas for development. We have a problem in implementation. At this point, we have ideas from the DMV. We have all these fabulous ideas. Before, it would really hearten me to know
who is going to do these ideas, even if no matter what list we come up with. We could spend a half hour, we could have a wonderful talk about how we like these ideas, put them in different orders, rearrange them. But if we have not identified a mechanism and a means for implementation, then I don't understand how that uses our time wisely. Because we have goalbusters, we have had the PMB Development Committee, we have individualized efforts within this board. And I guess what I feel like it would be useful to at some point have a conversation about how these are going to be. Should we be working with Goalbusters? Is the fruit of this labor going to go to Goalbusters? To whom will these ideas be submitted? That, if you could answer that question, I'm happy to participate. Believe me, I'm for development. There's somebody on this board who's actually been really trying. Definitely count myself among those people. But I am discouraged. I do not know who is actually going to roll up their sleeves and do any of this work. So I'd rather not participate in a mock process, in a mock exercise.
Point of information. What happened to questions in the KFCS report?
Oh, did you have questions?
No, questions.
Did you have questions?
I did.
I'm sorry. What are your questions?
Whatever the financial problems KFCF is having, or the shortfall that we can help in, or how can we help?
The bulk of the funding that comes through for K, FCF comes through the process of donations and things when you do your pledge drives. And when it's bottlenecked, but national pulling out money and other things happening, it puts us in kind of a situation where we're waiting to see when the portion that comes to Fresno is going to be there, and it's not always on a set time. So that's what we were talking about. And so what we're trying to do is try to see how we can do about plugging that gap until things either settle down or we're big enough to handle our own load.
I apologize. Are there other questions about KFCF?
I have a comment about that.
Go ahead.
Actually, maybe the check might be late once in a while, but I'm assured by our business manager that there's a tally made each month at how much of the pledges that are yours have been paid. And this goes through the data manager and the data system. And so when at the end of the month they know how much Fresno money has come in and they send a check. Now maybe some months the check's small and some, anyway. But there is a system. They do it in that manner.
I'm still on this.
Okay. Go for it. Janet, are you on Fresno?
No, I'm in Fresno.
What's the windfall? Oh, it's like how much money do you folks need to? Is it 10,000, 20,000?
It's really not that much. I think our budget is something like about $70,000 a year, and so you know it comes, but when you're that small, every penny counts, and you have a limited staff, but those are some ongoing bills that we want to make sure we address in a timely fashion. But you know it's like you said, we know it's in the pipeline. It's just when the check arrives to KFCF. But we, you know, they assure us. I think they have good communication with the business office. They share that with them. But sometimes it's a little bit, you know, we're sitting on the end of the pins and needles there for a moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we finished with the KFCF discussion? All right. I apologize for scooting ahead. I think I have Janet. And, Don, Janet, and Kate are the names I have. Margie comes after Kate.
Okay. Development's a nice big word. I appreciate Andrea's frustration as she's been championing the issue for months and months and months. It seems to me that if we do want to get serious, and I take Andrea's question seriously, do we not want to say that this board is, as an entity, a development committee for KPFA? Because in every nonprofit board that I have been on, one of the major functions of board members is to raise money. Now, I'm not saying everybody in this room needs to individually raise money, but I think that if we're going to go through this budget exercise over the next few months of looking at our budget, I think equally commensurate time-wise, we need to spend a good portion of every meeting talking about how we as a board can implement development ideas that we ourselves have come up with, that we know work with other boards, and are not rocket science, quite frankly. But it also means there's a quid pro quo here. It means if we're serious about that, we stop wasting time on a lot of other stuff that we waste time on here so that we're sitting here till 4 o'clock when we could be out here at 2 o'clock. And if people can't come to that agreement, then I think it's a waste of time, quite frankly. But that's my suggestion. If we were serious about wanting this board to engage in the process of making this station financially more stable from our end.
Janet.
Okay, so we did this brainstorming almost a year ago or a long time ago, and it took months to finally make it happen, and we all agreed to do it, and we spent time doing it, and we came up with the list that Barbara distributed, and Burton worked on it a lot, and in any case, so And it was something that I was kind of pushing to make happen. And the idea at that time, and we talked about it, was to first do the brainstorming and then look at the results and see where to go with it. And or prioritize or whatever. I think that it would be a good idea for us to get back to doing that and maybe even having homework and filling out this evaluation form and including Donald's idea that as one of the brainstorming ideas. It's sort of, you know, because there are a lot of others here. And then whichever ones have highest priority or, you know, most make the most sense, look into how can we implement them. And maybe as we're doing this, we think about how can they be implemented. Like, what would be needed? Management, staff, whatever, us. So I'm going to suggest that we do what Barbara was talking about before, and I would like her to describe what she was interrupted describing. That's just my preference.
Here.
Kate.
You took the words right out of my mouth. In terms of taking action, this is one small, discreet, completable step that we can all participate in.
Margie.
I think I agree with that, and I would like to go back to the process. But I think that one thing we can do and we could focus on is to pull out one of these ideas from here and actually talk about, as Andrea says, implementing it. For example, one of Brian's suggestions was robust requests for subscription renewals. That's something that we can suggest to management, but management has to implement it. It's not something that we can make happen. But we could talk about how to do that, how to communicate it, and so on. I'm saying go step by step, take an idea, figure out how we can make it happen.
All right. What I'm hearing, and it's only me, of course, although, is that we want Barb to go back to going through the assignment that she was going to give us to start tapping on the work that we had done last May, and to, as a group, then at the next board meeting, come back with our homework and see if we can, in a development position on the agenda, have a further, more informed discussion that we've collectively looked at the same material and given the same kind of thought to. Barb.
Okay. Besides wanting to just do a little example or two of how to use this sheet, I'll just set that aside. It seemed to be create a storm. I was hoping that everyone who made suggestions that show up on this would look at the notes that are there and make sure that the really important part of your suggestion or suggestions is included, so that when people are, in fact, if there's anybody who would like to speak for a couple of minutes on their idea because they see something crucial missing and they're ready to do that today, that would be fine. Otherwise, I would like us to keep revisiting this until we cull out a few ideas that will help us with off-air drives or fundraising. And it is extremely important who is going to perform any of these things. We've said that before. When I've handed out this form before, I've said there is one column that was missing, and it doesn't really need to have its own column, but it should be in the description, I believe, of whatever idea that you want to put in there and then rate, for instance, is it unique or not unique at all? How much effort will it take? My idea of having, as an example, the establishment of a credit union, that would be starting a business. That's a tremendous amount of effort. And potential revenue, I don't think there's any revenue of sizable amount that we could achieve by starting a business. We're not even in a position to start a business. And that idea of a credit union, although many of us like it, like community banking, it doesn't meet the mission statement. So this is kind of a negative example. We're not going to use it, but I'm just talking about the rating.
Janet, David.
Let me share a frustration I had in preparation of the grid. What I did was take the flip charts and first typed up a first edition of it, and then I emailed to all of the then current members of the board asking them to review what came out of the notes and to elaborate upon them. I want to thank those people who did respond, but I have to share with you, it was a very, very small portion of this board. So in order for those of us who are able at each board meeting to tell about our devotion to development, I really plead with you is to work on that we move ahead with this and that we do get feedback. I have one other thing to say, and it's a different subject. The notes at the end, the discussion notes, were made by a person who, it was not a verbatim concept. And when I compare, speaking only for myself, what was put in the italicized discussion notes at the end and compare it to what I put into the grid, I recognize what I said in the grid and not what was taken down in the notes. But please, participate in this, do your homework, or else all this bitching that we do is for naught.
Janet.
Okay, I am gonna suggest, and I don't know if it's a good idea, as part of this evaluation chart, to add at least one more column, one of them being ease of implementation, something like that.
Or very hard or very easy.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, well, outreach is another, it's kind of piggybacks some of these ideas with outreach, so I don't know where that could come into it.
I think, outreach is one of the ideas you might put as a main idea that then gets rated as to how effective it is.
David.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of there's a couple of ideas in this brainstorming session, and I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of other good ideas in it, but that particularly struck me. And one is the idea that both Frank and Janet referred to, high school broadcasts in key areas of the Bay Area. I think that's a brilliant idea. And so that the high schoolers and their teachers and everything like get connected to KPFA. There's another one that Donald has, somebody doing 1 hour a day sending out tweets and Facebook and putting up, creating short videos on the website reflecting various dynamics of things going on in the Bay Area. Could be done by interns from several local colleges. I mean, those are just a couple of these great ideas, and I just think if there's a committee who would be willing to work on it and recruit these interns or whatever you want to call them, I think that's the key thing, is who's going to do it. But there's a couple of ideas that could be implemented, you know, right away.
Okay. Frank?
Hello again, everybody. So I'm glad you think the high school is a brilliant idea, because my next high school broadcast is 2014 is coming in May. I'm just trying to plan around when our fund drives are coming. So I have just recently met with the principal of the same high school I did my last broadcast. And like I said, that's going forward in May, and some support I'm hoping for from the station. Last time I threw down like $70 or something, what it was, to get shirts and hand them out. So I'm hoping the station will donate to me shirts to give to the, I gave it to the teachers and the staff who participated and the kids. We're going to have a photographer come and take pictures, and hoping we can get it up on the station Facebook and stuff, and there's possibility of this one being a video broadcast. So I don't know if that adds to the discussion or not, but I'm already in the plans. My next high school broadcast in Antioch is going to be in May.
After the next comment, which is just the last one that I have in this list so far, I think we should have a discussion about process, about what, how we, I mean, Barbara has started something for us to do for the next meeting, and we might want to have a conversation before we adjourn about how we deal with this at the next meeting and who's kind of responsible for this, if there's a committee or a person or whatever. Andrea.
Yeah, that's basically what I was, we're on the same page. I do want to remind this body that we voted down having a development committee. I don't know if you remember that, so I don't mean to be like popping off into weird directions, but it's frustrating to sit in a circle with folks, many of whom voted against having a development committee. So if we're not going to have a development committee, that leaves me a little unsure how these might be implemented.
Okay, so let's talk about the process here. So there's another thing that Barbara had talked to me about when she was talking about this, was that she thought that this might be at the beginning of the meetings, so that we could also have the people who were part of public comment who wanted to have discussions about ideas about raising money and their participation. I don't know what people think of that. Is that correct, madam?
Yes, that is correct. I had almost hoped that it would happen today, but the voting that we needed to do on a time schedule was more important. What I would like to propose at this point is that people keep these sheets and refer to them, do the homework, and I'd like to assign it as three things. One is review your own ideas for accuracy. You don't have to get lengthy about it, but if there's anything inaccurate about what you proposed that's in this chart, or I think we'll go from the chart. Please make notes so that next time we bring this up, you can add to it and inform us all. And I would hope that people would have time to choose at least one idea from here, or a few, how many ever you're turned on by, and use the rating chart and rate them as to and bring back to the meeting. And the third thing is, there are many things in here that people have, that are recorded, that are not actually a proposal for a fundraising idea, but they're more comments about fundraising, or comments about how to do it, or at least identify for yourselves those things that are not actual fundraising proposals. And we can keep them in mind. They'll be useful for discussions about how to proceed. But I really would like us to hone in on actual fundraising ideas, like the one that Andrea has been pursuing with San Jose, to see if there aren't things that we can go ahead with.
Also, for everybody's information, the executive committee is planning to have a meeting before the next meeting. So we might also have some discussion about where and how we could help move this along. And if any of you want to be part of the particular discussion about how to frame this, you should get in touch with one of us, one of the four of us, and to have a developed discussion of development on the next agenda that's planned and that everybody's party to. Margie.
Okay. This is something that isn't on the agenda and is totally off topic, but it you reminded me because you said at our next meeting. Our next meeting is scheduled for February 8th. Four members of this body will be in Washington, D.C. at a PMB meeting on February 8th. So we need to consider, I mean, it's perfectly okay with me. I don't know how the others feel. If you all meet without me and make all kinds of decisions, I that's fine with me. On the other hand, do we want to change the date of the meeting? I would point out that the following weekend is a three-day weekend, and we have studiously tried to avoid meeting on three-day weekends. So there you go. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Do people have their calendars that we could look at this? And
when is the President's Day holiday?
It's Monday the 16th.
So it sounds to me like our choices are choices are going ahead, and Margie, Janet, Brian, and Jose Luis will not be here, but to go ahead with the meeting, which is certainly possible, to have a meeting on February 1st, which is sooner, but it's a long month. January's a long month, so, you know. And February's a short month. It's 3 weeks from now. Or on the three-day weekend, which everybody who works probably will hate, or the 22nd. So what are your pleasure?
May I offer another alternative just for consideration? In light of the homework requests that we, and in light of the three-day weekend and the missing of four people, that we have our next meeting as scheduled in March.
Skip February.
You mean have no meeting in
have
February?
Have no meeting in February.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some straw votes instead of endless conversations, and then we'll narrow in, hone in on the conversation. All right. Who's in favor of having no meeting in February? The first question is, who's in favor of having no meeting in February? Okay.
I notice every staff person
here. Right. Okay. So, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Five. Who's in favor of having a meeting in February? Seven. Okay. Eight. Okay. Who? Yeah.
I noticed that the
Mike.
I noticed from the minutes that it says February, financial priorities brainstorming was supposed to be our special topic. I just want to point that out.
Okay. Janet?
I mean, it's one thing to cancel a meeting because of this development thing. There are plenty of other.
Oh, it's not. We're not canceling the meeting. That is now a done deal. The vote, we took a straw vote. We're not canceling a meeting.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Next straw vote. Who wants to go ahead with the meeting on the day that's scheduled with the people missing, which would be February 8th? Who wants to do that? Who is opposed to that? Okay. That's an anemic vote on both sides.
How many abstain?
Well, I think people don't care. That's okay. So does anybody want to have the meeting on? I mean, we're just kind of getting a sense of the body now. We're not. Does anybody want to have the meeting on the 3-day weekend, which would be March 15th? Who is in favor of February? February. Who am I?
which would be what?
February 15th. Two. Okay. All right. I think we're going ahead with the meeting. We've got a schedule. We're going ahead with the meeting on the 8th. Does anybody want to put into an argument here on the floor for us to debate whether or not we're going ahead? Janet.
Yeah, I just want to say that it shouldn't be, I meant to say this before, that it shouldn't be a matter of changing the meeting based on this topic. It's just the meeting should stay, but this topic.
It was because of the PNB meeting.
Oh, PNB, sorry.
It was that some of you were going to miss this important topic. Okay. Andrea, what are we talking about now?
That meeting.
Okay, so we're having that meeting.
Correct.
Okay, you have an executive committee that's going to be meeting to discuss the meeting, and we have a process where if you want to put stuff on the agenda, you email stuff to the secretary, and so we have a process to get an agenda for that meeting. That meeting is standing. We're going to have that meeting. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to talk for another half an hour? Mm-hmm. Kate.
I just have.
Yeah.
Let's look
okay.
Agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just have.
Sure, 30 seconds. Oh, well, your time's running.
What uniqueness means on that chart and how important it is. I mean, you've got it as
part
of
it. It means one of a kind. That's what unique means.
Why is that rated as important is what I'm... This is not... Why is it rated as important?
It's part of a system that was put out by Gold Rushers.
Right, so we don't know. It's been seen as that. Okay. All right, I'm going to control the meeting again. I've been, very loosey-goosey here, which I thought was very, open-minded. Kate.
I have one small but urgent matter to bring up on behalf of Burton and possibly myself, and that is there a way to determine whether there will be a quorum available for that meeting on the 8th if four people are gone?
There'll be a quorum. Yeah, there'll be a quorum. All right, we've got an agenda here.
How many is the quorum?
13.
So if four people are missing,
we'll have a quorum. We have an agenda. We have just finished development. We are now on IT efficiency audit. Is that what you want to speak to?
No, I just want to suggest that those who are not going to be present at the February meeting, fill this out and give it to somebody else to bring.
And Joy, are you now going to do IT efficiency audit?
Yes. I would like to request that we take the IT efficiency audit off the old business, because on two separate occasions I've invited people to come to the meeting, and then they couldn't come, or we didn't accommodate him. So it's been a big scheduling, and I am encouraged by the fact that we're working on development.
Perfect.
So I don't want to Yeah, yeah. I don't want to make it too hard for us right now. So I'll bring the IT efficiency audit back after we go a little further on. Is that okay?
Yeah, because it was your item.
Thank you.
And now the next issue we have, and we've got 20 minutes, so we can certainly take care of it, right? Addressing racism at KPFA. Oh, no, the archives has been dropped. The archives was dropped. Okay. My memory of this is there was a committee that was Dan Siegel and Samsara. Would you like to update us on this?
It's different, but do your thing. I mean,
well, we had a committee of the, that's my memory, we had a committee of the board to do some investigation, and Samsara was one of them.
And to make a recommendation.
But if this is a different matter, then I want to...
Okay, well, what I can say about that is that Mr. Siegel, and I'm not on.
Is am I? Turn that one up a little.
Louder? Everybody can hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, as folks are aware, I've been quite ill. Mr. Siegel and I were able to connect once, and then I was given the impression that this issue had to be tabled based upon the investigation that was ongoing. Because I was going to be reaching out to unpaid staff and asking questions and getting into some things, and I was told to hold. So I have been in hold, and now Dan is not on the board. So, you know, we can pick it up from there. I'm very amenable to moving forward, but that's where we are right at the moment.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Andrea.
I think we've sat here through meetings where a number of people have come to us and expressed their concerns about how institutionalized racism is playing out on a variety of levels within KPFA. Institutionalized in terms of the ways that we reproduce power imbalance within the institution through who we hire, who we don't, our system of seniority, our systems of allocating programs, who gets paid, who's not paid, that there are questions. Sadly, the workplace investigation that was done was not released to any degree that it could be useful for us. So that money, wherever that came and went, yields us no benefit in terms of raising our consciousness within our KPFA community. And I'm sad about that. And I would like to revisit the issue of having the non-personnel aspects of the investigation made public. But what is happening, what I'm perceiving in the community, is that KPFA is old school to the point where, and there have been enough times and enough different areas where those issues have been raised, where accusations and concerns have been made public, that I think we need to seize some initiative and come clean. I think we need to publicly engage in, I think within this board, we could do with some training about racism, because I think it impacts the, for example, development. And the path that we choose to develop KPFA is influenced by our awareness of how institutional racism plays out and how we reproduce power structures. I had a number of proposals for this. One of the proposals, excuse me, is that there's an excellent premium offered by one of my favorite radio stations called Cracking the Code by Shakti Butler. We're using it at Willard Middle School to help our staff have some courageous conversations about race. And it's been years, we've been trying to do this for years, but that film is, by golly, it's really good. It's very powerful, and taking even a small chunk of it and beginning to discuss it, and at least if it doesn't change our hearts, at least we would become part of a big conversation that is happening outside of, you know, maybe not in this room, but it's happening in the world. And I think we need to be vital in this area. So I would recommend, one of my proposals is that this board together watch Cracking the Codes and then talk about how it might impact the decisions we make in the areas that we have to consider as board members. The other...
It's time. Go ahead.
The other proposal that I have is that we convene a town hall meeting on how KPFA can better serve communities of color, and that we allow staff and listeners and so forth to speak on that topic. It's not about blaming, about racism. That's not necessarily a productive conversation, and one that some of our listeners would allow to have happen anyway. But so part one, convene a town hall meeting on how KPFA can better serve communities of color. This meeting may occur on a Saturday morning. Number two, invite staff and LSB members to collaborate on the content and the process of that town hall meeting.
Okay. Margie.
Okay. Thank you. I like the idea of I like both of Andrea's ideas, actually. I think I was also going to suggest that we watch Cracking the Code. I was just involved in a discussion. I do something called Writer Coach in the Berkeley Public Schools, and most of the coaches, because it happens during school time, tend to be older white people who are available during the middle of the day, and there are some really interesting issues that arise from that. And so our Writer Coach program has just started a process of small groups viewing Cracking the Code and dealing with that. So I think I was going to suggest the same thing. And I think, I think we need to do it. I would hope we could do it at an LSB meeting so that it would involve the largest number of people. On the issue of a town hall meeting, I think we need to, I would suggest perhaps we set up a committee to talk about that. The other thing I wanted to say was that I would hope that Samsara would go ahead with what she was going to do previously, and maybe another member of this board could work with her on that issue if there's a volunteer. I think that's a direction to go. I think that it is important not to talk about, or I don't mean that. I think it's important to focus on the things that unite us rather than the things that divide us. And we need to struggle to find those areas in ways that are totally respectful. And so that's my final comment.
David. You've got to have a microphone. No decision.
Sorry about that. Were you talking about something on the air or a public meeting in a public place for the town hall meeting?
Next is Janet. So that's a question in the... okay.
It's a question.
Okay.
What was your intent there? Andrea.
Go ahead, answer. If it's short.
If we have it during an LSB meeting, or if it's as a sponsored function of the LSB, it would be on the radio anyway, so that would make it public. But I think it's good for our listeners to hear this conversation.
So,
David?
Then I want to make a comment, a brief comment. I think along the lines of what Margie said, focus on the things that unite us, not divide us.
Yes.
I think that... if we focused on making KPFA relevant to the communities, in many communities, I think that should be the focus. That's dealing with the structural aspect of racism rather than attitudes and things like that. Attitudes are important, but I think we got to look at the big picture here and look at the structures that are holding things back and deal with that.
Did you have your hand up? Burton and then Janet. Burton.
Quick question. How long is Cracking the Code?
52 minutes.
52 minutes. I would like to support it being a joint showing to the board followed by a discussion. Andrea's suggestion in that regard. And I would like to support the idea that we have a continuation of the Samsara blank committee to come up with some thing to focus us on so that at least we have a start of a discussion.
Margie and then Janet.
I don't really know Samsara, but I'm willing to work with her and volunteer to be the other person on that tiny committee.
Janet.
Okay, so first I want to support both ideas that Andrea put out there. I think it's not great that we're going back and forth between the town hall and the cracking the code. Maybe we should focus on one. The one that I would like to focus on, and also then there's this the third thing of the Samsara, now Margie, committee, but I would like to propose that we schedule watching the Cracking the Code film, maybe at the March meeting or whatever, and that we have that Samsara facilitate a discussion after. Anyway, that's it.
Samsara, Joy, Ramses, Andrea, Craig, and we have 9 minutes, 8 minutes. Yes?
Are these being all, I'm hearing a lot of proposals happening.
Yes.
Are they substitute motions? Are they amendments? Or
no, that's a discussion.
You're the only one that put up a proposal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Samsara.
There's been so many things.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's been so many things said, so I want to recalibrate. One is the Cracking the Code film is X minutes long, but if it's facilitated, it's going to take longer because there are pauses in between the film. I mean, I'm an anti-racism and diversity trainer. I'm happy to facilitate it. That's not a problem. But it takes longer than what was just said, so just for accuracy on that. Also, you know, along with the issues, the very important issues of racism that this body wants to address, I just need to say, as a person who's like new to this board and new in this environment, that a lot of what we need to take a look at is how people address each other and just treat each other. As it's really, these meetings are incredibly oppressive, and part of the reason is this, it's just in issues of just, what's the word, civility and kindness and a lack of mindfulness that trickles down into every other aspect of this radio station. And so it's not a wonder to me that we have the chronic problems that we're having. It's a powerful program, but unless people are willing to allow themselves to be changed by it, don't waste the hour.
Joy.
Well, thank you, all of you, for even getting to this topic on the agenda. I want to support the idea of watching the film, and I would like to suggest that Samsara could facilitate us through it, since she has the expertise. I don't think we should set up a committee because we haven't given them a charge. They don't know what they're supposed to do. It doesn't make any sense. We're putting the cart before the horse once again. I would like to suggest that we schedule viewing the film, facilitate it, and I'm amending Andrea's proposal a little bit, facilitating the film by Samsara. We wait on this committee selection and decide what our next steps are, but we do plan to have a community forum on this, both live and on the radio. So this is what I would like to suggest, because this is the way to include the listening audience, which is what we should be doing, giving us greater ideas outside of ourselves and our body, and saying, being able to say to the community truly, openly, that we want input from them. And then we go from there, and that will inform our process. So I want us to be strategic about this. So I'm amending Andrea's a friendly amendment to Andrea's proposal to view the film, and I hope we can do it at the next meeting.
I think,
I'm sorry. Okay, wait, so we'll wait till the next meeting.
I think what we're saying is March, actually.
Okay, March is good to me.
So we're talking, Ramses is next.
Okay, so I guess maybe I'm gonna take a chance on this, but I want to make a motion that we show the film at the March LSB with time to show the film and maybe a half hour discussion with it shortly after that. So that puts us around an hour and 30 minutes. And also that the folks who are proposing a town hall forum or such, bring a proposal by then with specifics and logistics of how that can happen and where. So at least we already have in motion the possibility of doing that, and do this kind of step by step and gradually.
I have a question, and sure. The speakers that I have are Andrea, Craig, Tina, and we have 4 minutes, and then Burton. But my question is, on the film, I have been in various kinds of training, and it seems to me that, and I'm asking, this is a question, I think it would be better to have it in an executive session rather than a public session, because then you can have the people who are having the conversation feel like they're having the conversation with the people there. Is that your sense of it, Samsara, or not?
I'm not
very
good
at
that.
Instead of a public recorded meeting where you're having a radio broadcast of the session, I mean, if you're having a sensitive discussion about race where you want people to feel safe to say what it is that's on their mind and so on, that it should be a session that's not an open session. Not recorded and not an open. Do you agree? That's my question.
Well, the process can be done in small groups so that's not being transmitted over the radio. I mean, there could be portions where things are paused, you know? I mean, we'd have to talk about how to work that out. But if people are working in their small groups, it's not necessarily for that person to have a mic and for what they're saying.
Okay. Well, why don't we have that discussed next week? And I mean, next month, we'll get the details for the March meeting. Andrea, we've got 2 minutes.
We can't have an official meeting and have it in executive session. It violates the CPB rules. It violates the FCC rules. So what we would have to do, if you want to have this discussion in executive session, is we have to have an informal meeting, not a regular LSB meeting.
We have to talk about that next month. Okay. We've got Andrea, Tina, and Burton, and I'm getting ready to leave. Go ahead.
I appreciate that folks have a lot of proposals and that they want to do stuff. I'd like us to kind of roll back and just, can we just deal with this proposal? This proposal actually asks that LSP members and staff members join together to talk about how we would show the film, how we would do a town hall. It's sort of like the Samsara committee, but it's more inclusive than just Samsara. Because
so
right
we'll
now, Dan's not here.
We'll do that next month, I think, to figure out what to do in March.
We have the opportunity to identify or invite folks today who would like to participate on that, and they could communicate with folks in the staff and try to see if we could gather some momentum for that and come to the March meeting with a February meeting with a plan.
Perfect.
Okay. Are people willing to do that, and can we go by volunteers?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me.
So why don't you, those who are volunteering, why don't you email Samsara, Tina. And then this is, I think, the last person who's speaking, and she's not spoken at all during
really
the meeting.
I really have to go.
So
right
could
now,
we give so Tina attention, please? Okay.
I really want to support Andrea's proposal, Samsara, Joy, everybody. But what I think, going in increments, is that the board should have a retreat around this where you're watching the film, having a facilitation, blah, blah, blah. And then
in incremental stages going to staff and then the community and stuff like that. But to just say we're going to have just an open meeting, an open town hall meeting, without having, first of all, you know, going in incremental stages, and that's just what I want to suggest, first of all, with the board retreat around this.
Okay. All right. Our meeting actually is over. And so I think what's going to happen is that some people are going to email Samsara, and there'll be a discussion among those people who are want to work on this topic to prepare a proposal to be discussed in the February meeting, either for the March meeting or, as Tina is suggesting, for something, another format. But that, how's that sound, right? I think it's in implement. We're doing it. We're moving. Okay, all in favor, please say hi. Opposed? Huh?
In favor of what?
In favor of going forward. This proposal? Oh, this is a different proposal. This is, okay. This meeting is over, though. But all those in favor of convening a town hall meeting on the topic of how KPFA can better serve communities of color, possibly on a Saturday morning, please raise your hand. No, you want it all together, you'll get even less votes. You want it. Ramses, you have to take this. I have a meeting of Pelican Bay prison stuff that I'm supposed to be at 4:30 in Oakland.
I'm totally fine with that, but
you have to extend the meeting. Ramses,
we actually have only paid till 4 o'clock. We have a few minutes to clean up and put. Well, I think it's actually not a really good idea to bring things that you want people to vote on at the very last minute.
What was my option?
I'm sure it
does. You want us to vote this down? That's unfair. Why? We don't want to vote this down. Ramses is first. Number seven, but we reached a consensus.
The meeting is adjourned.